4 VWA, mobile.
KO 4 NUE, mobile.
Oh. What's up, Chad?
What's going on, bud? How are you?
Oh, off to the salt mine. Gotta go work a little bit today.
Well, you know, I gotta ask, what do you think?
Second, let me set the squelch on this thing. I turned it all the way down last night and forgot to bring it back on. Be right back. Well, if it hadn't been for the stupidity of that one ball-headed guy with the wrong frequency at the start, I think we'd have done even better.
I think it got started off pretty rough. I know. I'm looking at it this way. To make mistakes, which we did, that identified a lot of things for me that need to clarify. But I think it went pretty rough at first. But after that, and once I got the feel of it, it went really well, I think.
Good morning, Chandler. How you doing, buddy? Chad, after we got it kicked off and we figured out what we were doing, I think it was perfect. Now, the only thing I think we need is to iron out a couple of bugs and practice some. And once we do that, we're gonna have something pretty special going there.
I got you in there, Chandler. Hang on, I need to talk with you for a minute. And by the way, Chandler, I'm headed your way. So, once we got the bugs worked out, it went pretty good. I think one thing I learned was that it is important to know the location of each call. And then you post a net call, which means that outline station does a net call and tries to collect your check-ins. And you just move around the map, or you move around your RF footprint. Am I seeing that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just all got to get on the same page. We're going to be ready to run, bud. I thought it went just great. After we got that fumbled kickoff, you know, it went great, I thought. Now, could you hear Chris on the simplex?
No, I could not. The only way I can hear Chris is with a 2-meter beam. He has a beam and I have a beam. Now we can point those beams together and we can simplex real, you know, easily. But when I'm with the club, I can't do that. I need to be on the Omni, and that knocks him out.
That was a perfect relay with Chris and Patrick last night. Then it worked just the way it was supposed to.
Chris, that would be two relays. If you count the whole thing, which I guess you could. I relayed to you, you relayed to Chris, Chris relayed to Patrick. So that's technically four relays around the side of a mountain. I do think that was successful.
Yes, sir. Now, was that the only relay we were able to accomplish last night?
I think we did a couple of kind of confused relays. But we completed actually four through the whole exercise, but the most successful or the longest would have to be Patrick.
That's great. Now, it was the last one, wasn't it?
That's correct.
And pretty much everybody that was on there could hear me, I doubt that they could hear Chris, could they?
You're probably the only one that could hear Chris, is what I think.
Well, hey, now, did you make notation about what I said? I would never have heard Chris if I had to drop my squelch down to zero. Now, that's something that, you know, during a simplex net, we're all going to... gonna have to just figure out how to put up with the floor, you know, the background static, so that we can pull those weak signals out. And I tell you something, if we do that, we might just surprise ourselves as far as our range. Our range, we may be able to pull that weak signal that we weren't getting before, which might compensate for the foliage.
We had one station that transmitted in offset, so he was 600 off. And a couple of stations was about half squelch. So I think everybody learned something. I was a little disappointed at first, disappointed in myself, but it got to moving, and once it got to moving, it got a lot better real quick.
You got to keep something in mind, bud. This is a first out on traffic, and I'm telling you, there is no disappointment. There's only the learning curve. And last night, our learning curve went from the base floor right straight through the roof, straight up.
It took me a little bit of rest to realize that. You know, at the end of the day, it was bumpy at first. But after that, it was, I'd say we moved about a six-word message. Oh, I'd say over 100 miles VHF through relays. That's not bad for a first time, I think.
And really, isn't that the whole point of the practice sessions? Hey, man. Once we got the motor running, it took off.
You're right. It was kind of interesting, I guess. But we all did good. I was pleased with it. But let me pick up Chan real quick and see kind of what's going on with him, Steve. I don't want to leave him out. KO4WWZ, KO4 in UE. You still in there?
KO4 in UE, KO4WWZ. Yeah, I'm still in here. I'm heading back to the house right now from my first bus route. Should be there in about 10 to 15 minutes. How far away are you from GGH? Oh, shoot, I forgot to text you my address. I'll do that as soon as I pull in the driveway. I'm sorry.
And I'd say I'm probably 40 minutes from you, Chan.
All right. When I get in my driveway, I will be sure to text you. Now, you said you needed to talk to me about something. Do you know what that was?
So, I have, what are you currently using for a radio? Over.
The two Motorola radios that, Mandel gave me. Now, if you have something that's a little better that you want me to use, and it has the reverse on it, I'll take it, because I want to contribute as much as I can to help find that good clown.
Someone who wants to remain anonymous who has donated a Yaesu 1890. I have not powered it up. I don't know anything about it. But so I have it with me, and we'll put it in play.
Dual band or mono band?
Free band.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's awesome. I hope it works, because that'll be a lot better. Whoever did that, I appreciate it very much.
All right, let me pick up Steve again. And so what else, Steve? What else did you notice?
Switched on that QRM last night. And, not much. And, they talked about, some equipment for the tower, an easy up, and purchasing some equipment, which I think is going to help them out a great deal. And, pretty much, you know, just usual meeting. But now, we did talk about, a mini field day. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I opened my big mouth, and we may have it over at my place on April 30th. Dave and Johnny are going to come by and kind of do a survey if I've got enough trees to shoot a antenna into. And beyond that, we're going to get it figured out. So that was pretty much it last night. So as far as the net, though, man, we just need some more practice. And now, as far as appropriate handling of the messages, how was my procedure last night?
And I don't mean any offense. That's the part I'm struggling with, is it wasn't just you. It was just, that's just something that has not been discussed. And honestly, that's the part that I'm struggling with so much, is that as far as the exercise goes, I don't have any complaints. But when you throw that written traffic in there, it gets complicated real quick. And, you know, that can be simplified with, you know, a little bit of sitting down and saying, okay, this is why we do it this way, and this is why it's said that way. But I don't mean anything negative by that about anybody. I'm just saying, for the first time, just to do it, I mean, we did it. We did it. And I'm pretty impressed with that, actually.
KO4HKX.
Well, there went the neighborhood. I'll tell you what. Oh, hey, Patrick, good morning.
Neighborhood values went up because I'm here. You were dragging them down.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day in the neighborhood. KO4HKX.
Hey, Chandler, if you're singing that in parts, I'll tell you like my daddy used to tell me, if you're singing that in parts, you can leave my part out.
KX, what do you think? Over.
I think things went pretty good last night, but the one thing I was thinking about that we might be able to do to help smooth things out a little bit is just try to move one piece of traffic to a different individual every Monday night.
Yep, you are right. You are right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and own the fact that thinking that the first time everybody was trying to get everybody a turn, and that just was a train wreck, and that's all on me, and I'm owning it, and accept full responsibility for it. But, you know, after that, it just, you know, I learned a lot. I learned a lot. I really did.
Well, I think everybody learned a lot last night, and I'm thinking it was a good thing. But I'm thinking now everybody sees how complicated it is and what all is involved trying to move one piece of traffic to a certain or a different station every Monday night might be a better scenario and cut down on some of the confusion.
What we're going to, I think you're right, and I think I'll log that in as your idea. Steve's got a couple of ideas I've written down, and I think the other thing is, I think there needs to probably be a little checklist that says squelch down, offsets off, and a clearly defined frequency.
But I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out for now. But that was my into 2 cents worth anyway. Gentlemen, have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Patrick, go out and make some good money today. Chad, like I said, after we got it off the ground, you know, we're learning these little tidbits as we go, and it's just exponentially going up.
KO4NUE. So Anna made the comment after it was over. She said, what y'all did tonight was build an airplane in flight. And I just laughed, but she's right.
I kind of equated it to driving from here to Texas without a map.
We got it figured out, and, you know, it was good, man. I'm glad you participated. I had a good time with it. One thing settled down.
Well, I need some pills. On the Mount Mitchell thing, I heard you correcting my call sign with him, and he's got me assigned. I've got my assignment, but I was multitasking, trying to do two things at once, and I did not get the detail on where to pick up my packet. Well, actually, I know where to pick up the packet. I just don't know when.
At American Legion Post number 250, right there in Tryon. We're going to have a sit-down on the 28th, probably 7 o'clock, 7:30. And we're going to get all that ironed out and get all your information. I also need your T-shirt size, because he's going to all the operators that contribute to the event, they're going to get a Assault on Mount Mitchell T-shirt, and the radio club's going to sponsor a patch to go on your hat or your jacket or whatever.
I'm just a simple XL. XL. And, man, I scoped out the spot where he's got me assigned. Good land, son. That's a 90-degree turn. I mapped it last night and did a satellite view. I tell you what, unless those people really know what they're doing, and I'm sure most of them do, I'd bet you money would be one or two of them go down right there.
So I think that's kind of a hot spot, and there's a certain procedure that they want done when someone, you know, goes down or gets hurt. And we've got all that written down, so you know kind of who to call, what to do. But there's always some accidents, unfortunately. But that's kind of what we're there for, so we can get, you know, relay the emergency crews in.
Roger, roger. Now, I'm sure they're going to have a specific procedure for that. But now, is that going to be on Simplex?
We'll use the repeater. He's got a certain frequency for that, and that'll be in the packet as well.
Use the Tryon repeater, thermal belt, or some other repeater?
Negative. Going to use another repeater. There's portions of the track that the Tryon's a little scratchy on, so we normally use. I can't remember which one it is, but that's enough. That's in the packet too.
Probably Mount Mitchell.
Like I said, I don't have it in front of me. I can't recall. KO4 NUE.
K and 4 VWA. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So the 28th at what? 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Roger that.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. All right, and you know, I was thinking about that when I looked at that position on the map. Man, I'm gonna take my truck and use my crossband and use one of my little handhelds. That way, you know, I'm not attached to the truck by the microphone cord.
That's what I'm going to do. Well, Steve, let me get on out of here, bud. There might be some other people wanting to use the frequency. So be safe, and enjoyed company last night. And we'll get better. We'll get better. KO4 NUE 73, sir. Have a good day.
Stay out of trouble and don't run over anybody with them ball tires. Oh, have a good day. Get Chandler straightened out. KN4 VWA. I'm clear and mobile.
KO4 4WWZKO4NUE. Did you get my text? I just sent you your address.
I got it.
Go ahead and, on the safe side, say you're about 30 minutes out from QTH.
On Highway 25 now.
That far away, the trailer's gonna come through to y'all and then you'll be really close. Okay, so I'll be out here in the driveway. My car's waiting. I'm gonna chow down on some breakfast that I hadn't eaten yet. And I'll be here when you get here. KO4 WWZ, I'll be on side with you.